Welcome to the Cryptomaniacs Podcast. Join Taskmaster 4450 and John G. Olson each and every week as they dive into the crazy world of cryptocurrency. If you are new to crypto or you've been through a few bear markets in the past, this podcast is for you. It's time to start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to Two Bald Guys. That's going to be the rebrand of the show. Two Bald Guys, even though I'm wearing a hat, I am definitely follically challenged, as we can see. And if I don't wear a hat, I will blind you guys. So if you are listening to this podcast recording, you're saved. If you are watching it, apologies for blinding you guys just there. It's the Two Bald Guys, better known as the Cryptomaniacs. I'm John Go, that's Task. We like long walks on the beach, Yanni CDs. Wrong show. That was dating with Task and John. Hi Task, how goes it?
Wonderful. How you doing, sir?
I'm living the vida loca, man. Living the vida loca. Excited for the week. Pumped up because there was an AMA today, which is great.
Yes, it was. We had like kind of five days. Because facts, we kind of had one on Friday too.
Yep. Lots of fun in Leo land. So I'm sure we're going to go over that in a little bit as well. And we got a ton of questions from the Lions, from the epicness that is the Lion community on in Leo. We are thread casting right now. You can go and take part. Just look, Task is trending already in the threadcast. So you just go ask a question, get some crypto.
Trending in the threadcast.
Yeah, that not trending like we're up top. We have our little button.
Oh.
Not oh, trending.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, we hit the 15 comment
right.
Threshold. Yeah.
We're going to make it, man. We're going to make it. We're doing good. Anyways, so lots to get into. Hopefully you guys got your favorite beverage, as Task does, and we'll roll up our sleeves and get into it. Do you have anything you would like to start with before we dive into the questions, or anything you want to discuss before we get in?
No, I mean, just a lot of good stuff happening with the past two AMAs, let's call it that, even though Friday wasn't an AMA, but... you know, a lot of changes, a lot of opportunities, a lot of people pissed off, and evidently, and I sent out a thread last night. I said, call the hurt, you know, to anybody bitching and moaning, your attendance here is no longer required. I mean, and for those who don't understand that, I'll be more blunt. Get the fuck out. I mean, you know, you're not required to be here. And I can feel for Cal with everybody pitching and moaning, not everybody, but with the people pitching and moaning and pissing and whining about this, that, or the other thing. And, I don't go on Discord, Jungo. So I have no idea what the latest thing is that's upsetting them. I know, well, you know, I got to use in Leo to post. Why can't I use in CCC and get rewards? Well, because it's a Leo token. You know, you still get your Hive, you still get your HBD, you just don't get Leo. Couple huge, huge points from my perspective. And again, this is why I say you are better served if you listen to me. Just ask yourself, what would Task think in this situation, and you'll be better off. No. One thing that was said today, and it's been mentioned in the past, about threads being eligible for Evergreen. That's right. Huge. Now, it's not huge now, but obviously anybody who sees what we're doing with Music on Leo can kind of connect the dots and say, hey, is it possible that somebody goes to, or that people go to a song 200 times in a month? Absolutely. When you look at the lifetime counts of these songs on YouTube, they get into the millions and sometimes even into the hundreds of millions. So obviously we need a lot more to aid in that effort with, you know, auto recommend and stuff like that. But if that stuff can be programmed in, which they're already programming them in on the blog post, so could they do that and could we get that push to the threads? I would think, you know, that at some point that's a potentiality. So if you are on a Guns N' Roses thread, you are going to get Guns N' Roses related music or at least other Guns N' Roses songs that may be recommended for you that people can click around. So that was a huge thing. The second thing that I want to point out was said on Friday, which I've written about. I talked about this on the Lion's Den, and if Cal wasn't going to do it, I was going to try to find somebody to program it myself for Leo Glossary. But that's the NFT and the ability to have the ad revenue distributed based upon the NFTs, which is huge for Leo Glossary. And some of you who are already involved have been getting pinged because as I've been going through and updating pages, if it's a page you created, I'm putting your username on the bottom there. Because obviously that's going to serve as the template when the NFTs do come out. The NFT will be to that page, will be sent to that person's wallet. And thus they are entitled to the ad revenue or whatever is generated off that page because they then have ownership. And ultimately these NFTs, I would think if we can develop an exchange, which it sounds like Cal is going to build one of them, then they could be traded. Or actually if it's on BSC, just using that as an example, BSC may have an exchange where these NFTs can be traded. So now you have a marketplace for them. That's true Web3. And that's where I've been going with Leo Glossary for some time. So, you know, these are, again, Wayne Gretzky, we keep beating it to death, but go where the puck is going. And if you connect some of these dots and just listen to what Cal's saying and understand Web3, you can start to figure some of this stuff out.
Yeah, for sure. There you go. Pretty active little threadcast, man, going on. So should we dive right in?
Sure.
I have, don't worry, folks. I have turned it, it's not the white background because, again, it would blind you all. So it is the dark background with the orange highlights, which is my favorite. I know people have favorites, but I love the Leo orange, man, you know? Loyal to the brand.
I like the blue. I use the blue on nice. I use the blue nice. On the dark. I use the orange on Leo Glossary because I use the white background there just to keep them separate. And blue on the white doesn't look very good.
Yeah, true. Tokenized is in Vim. Big shout out to Vim. I went into their Discord and asked them to remove that silly little default rewards app, and they did it right away. So big shout out to Vim. Tokenizes in Vim right now saying, "What's up, bald guys? What is going on, Heineken drinker? How are you?" Purple. Eliana says purple too. So there you go. Okay. We all have preferences. Well, Brando says purple and dark when bored, then sea green. Perfect. Beautiful. Appreciate it. Very good, sir. And we're going to go latest to newest. I'll try to get through this so it doesn't go too crazy. I should flip this around because the new ones always show up. But we'll get a couple questions. Anyways, don't listen to me. You can fast forward for a minute. Lisa wants to know, I was answering comments using the Engage app. Will Leo still benefit from that? Somehow I don't think so. I responded, just use in Leo. In Leo benefits in Leo. Don't use anything else. Don't use Engage.
The message from Django, don't overcomplicate this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like
Leo, use the in Leo app. Done.
Yeah, like if you want to do the trickle-down effect, anything on Hive technically benefits everything on Hive. But we're like, if we're going to use Leo, use Leo. Like that, again, because here, look at that beautiful enable self-help for end users. That's an ad.
And also, I mean, I understand some of the things with features, and that's right. Fine. But know, if you use PD to engage in with Leo, what does PD do for you, honestly? And you know, I mean, I use PD for certain things, but I rarely comment down.
I use it for the wallet stuff. That's all.
That's pretty much it. It's this is the deal, Lisa and everybody else listening. Hive is a blockchain, which is a network. And from this network, everything that's tied to it becomes an ecosystem. And so what Django was saying is anything that happens within the ecosystem does help the rest of the ecosystem. That's true. But what you have is Leo is a digital platform. And anything you do in Leo benefits the platform. And so the difference being is you have more of an impact on the platform than you do across the entire ecosystem. It's like if you swirl your finger in a glass of water, you're going to have a lot more impact than if you swirl your finger in the ocean. So obviously the greatest impact in terms of the network effects can come from being on the platform. And then the platform, by its very nature, digital platforms carry this incremental increase in value and spread it everywhere. So that's why, you know, even though a lot of us seem to be going in different directions with Leo, it all helps Leo.
Yep. Love it. Hope that helps, Lisa. Three steps. Friend of the show is up. He's got a couple questions. What's the easiest platform to get people onto the blockchain and start earning Hive? With the shortest learning curve in Leo, PeakD, Essency? That's question one, which is perfect to go with the follow-up for Lisa's question. And then second part is, what do non-Web3 social platforms do easily that are hard to adopt on-chain? Well, I think onboarding is probably the first thing. It's getting better here, but I would say part two there is definitely onboarding, because centralized database, et cetera, et cetera. But what about question one to that?
Well, I mean, the easiest is Threads. I mean, Threads is a lot easier than anything else that's out there. I mean, maybe ThreeSpeak would be easier, but ThreeSpeak, as we've discussed, can be quirky at times. But yeah. I mean, what's harder than Threads? I mean, if you know Twitter, you know Threads. I think that's the easiest starting point.
I'm catching a little bit of flack these days, and it's not necessarily flack. Like, again, this is one thing I pride myself on, being on the blockchain for 6+ years. I've never really gotten toe to toe with anyone. Like, I've never really gotten into the downvote wars. I've never really rocked the boat per se. I've been pro Hive, pro Leo. You know, one of the things I'm really starting to put my stick in the mud for is the fact that the culture on Leo is vastly different than the culture on Hive. The culture on Hive is protect the rewards pool. Like, that's been the culture since I've been on the blockchain. That's the argument all the time. Meanwhile, someone just threw up a little graphic and got like $70 in rewards yesterday because all the whales upvoted it, which was hilarious to me. So where are the Hive police for that one? But what you said there about Threads, the culture that is built on Leo to me is much more attractive to new users, because you can go and literally put a picture up of your food. I know Task is not a fan of that, but you can, and no one's going to get pissed if you do. If you do that on another front end on Hive, people start getting all. So I love the culture on Leo, where everyone generally who has a lot of stake here wants to distribute the token. Task is going around saying, use this stuff, I'll go upvote you. I don't know if anyone's paid attention. Task is kind of a big holder of Leo. I'm not mammoth, but I'm in the top 30 Leo holders out there. I try to upvote as much as I can. The culture on Leo is, if you want an easier way, shortest learning curve, like you said, Task, everyone knows Twitter. Everyone knows how to make a tweet. So the culture is built there on Leo, where people are rewarded for taking action. It doesn't need to be perfect. It doesn't need to be Picasso. And there's not this, content control police that are after you going, no, 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 no. That to me is why I think Leo is a very good option for newbies. That makes sense.
Well, I would agree with that. I would also take it one step further. And this is a major problem that we have. I'm not a content creator. Now, I do create content, but I'm not a content creator because, as Django said, I own a shitload of Leo. Mm-hmm. I'm a platform owner. Django's a platform owner. Now,
it's mentality, yeah, for sure.
People, for whatever reason, want to talk about creating content. And I talked about this morning in a post. That means income. Cal, the whole thing Cal talked about was income. You know, how we're going to get people and people earning more money out of their ad revenue, their evergreen ad revenue take than they do out of the reward pool. That's income. That's not how wealth is created. That's not success. That's not what we're looking for. And Nifty does sum it up. Ask not what the blockchain or the platform can do for you. Ask what you can do for the platform.
Right.
That's what drives value. So yes, new people won't understand this. New people, you know, they're new. But anybody who's been around and has, you know, more than 10 Leo, you need to think of yourself as a platform owner. Mark Zuckerberg looks at Facebook a lot different than the 2.2 billion users of Facebook, because the 2.2 billion users of Facebook look at it like users. Mark Zuckerberg looks at it as, I'm the major shareholder in this company that owns this platform. And that's a much different mindset. It doesn't exclude anything like Cal has said, doesn't discount that in the least. Because what he's saying is accurate. It's not incorrect. But it's my view is everything that I'm looking at doing and building is to increase the value of the platform, increase the network's effects of the platform, try to get that in place so the flywheel effects get going. And once you have that going, then you see the value, your net worth go up because you have 5,000 Leo, 50,000 Leo, 100,000 Leo, 500,000 Leo, whatever it is, that goes up. And here's the key. Django, if we have the price of Leo go from 7 cents or 5 cents or whatever the hell it is to like $1.05 or $1.07, you just made over $100,000.
Right.
I don't give a shit how good you are. You're not making $100,000 in rewards. It's not going to happen. So that's the difference. That's where wealth building comes in. And that's why the richest people in the world, you don't ask how much money, what's Elon Musk's salary? What's Warren Buffett's salary? Who gives a crap? Elon, we know, doesn't even get paid. Warren Buffett, I think it was always like $100,000 that he got paid.
Yeah. But something like that.
Everything you ask, it's like, what's Bezos' net worth? What's Musk's net worth? You talk net worth, you talk wealth. And that's, I think, a focus that people need to start to embrace on Hive. We are owners of this platform. We, meaning the token holders. That is a completely different scenario. And that then we can start to transpose to these other users. Now, where else on Hive do you see that? And again, going back from platform and looking out to ecosystem, you don't really see that. Do you have that on PeakD? No. I mean, we don't own shit on PeakD. And people say, well, yes, I own a piece of Hive, which is absolutely true. You have a piece of the digital real estate there too at the network level. But you also get that from engaging in Leo and being on Leo. So this is where I think really the shift in mindset is very important. And that's why I sit here and say, it's like, you know, I put another name on a page out of Leo Glossary. Now, I'm the only one with the active key. But when those NFTs do come out and I send it to this person, what skin is it off my nose? Well, maybe you missed some ad revenue. So what? It's going to enhance the value of the entire ecosystem, because if people get three of these and they say, I want 3,000 of them, I'll create 3,000 pages. You know, send them to me. I'll put it up there. It'll be your page. And market it, try to build it, try to grow it, connect it, interlink it, You know, all this stuff that Cal was saying, it all applies. Why? Because I own the damn platform. You know, I don't own it exclusively. Jungo owns a damn platform too. He doesn't own it exclusively, but it's our platform.
That's the mentality. Like, and Cal was talking about that in the AMA. And if you guys haven't checked it out, definitely give it a listen. It was great.
But that was this show.
After the show, of course. Yeah. Don't do two at one. That's weird. But yeah, so that's what he was talking about. Like, the, you know, people are thinking day to day, and this hive mentality of a 7-day payout window, that's old school thinking. Like, let's think big picture. If we're going to set something up, let's look at what this is going to be. Just like you said, 5-7 cents, whatever Leo's trading at now, what happens if it goes to $1?
That's let me bring something up to you, Jungo, because I had this thought after the AMA, and I wanted to put it out there, and I just, before I forget, I've mentioned like bills on Leo, right, and stuff like that, and this stems from you sent out a tweet last week or the week before, you got how many?
90,000 impressions or something.
90,000 impressions. So now let me ask you this. What if you write an article, a Bills article on Leo, about the Bills offseason or what they need to do or something that's Bills related? Take that article, tag it out of your Twitter account to the Bills tag. How many do you think you could get? You got 90,000 impressions on a tweet. Do you think if you get a certain amount of impressions, you could pull a couple hundred views out of that? I think you probably have a good chance because you obviously are immersed in the Bills community on Twitter. Right. You obviously have a decent following or a bound of followers who are people. So write a Bills article about the off season, what they need to do or whatever you want, and send it out and do a test and see how many views you get.
That's a good point. Yeah. Rob put this in YouTube too. He said, yes, but Hive doesn't need a moonshot to earn wealth and assets on the blockchain. Yeah, that's the thing. And that's what Brando said there, was talking about the culture is much more attractive on Leo. It's much more newbie friendly. And I think that's why it's a very good idea to focus on Leo and using it, because there's this culture where you don't need to be perfect. You just need to be. And if you're doing this, you're creating stuff, you're going to get small chunks. It might not, like you said, to ask, you're not going to get $100,000. You know, that's not how you look at it. You look at it long-term. And just like you said, yeah, like cater to Bills on Leo. Oh my gosh. Can we just like, give me at least like a little bit of time to mourn. Like, even Scaredy Cat was taking shots at me at the AMA today about the Bills.
Well, I'm not taking shots at you. I nominated you president of the Anti-Swiftie Club.
I appreciate that, man. You know what's funny? I couldn't even tell you one song that lady sings.
I can't either.
I know. She's the biggest star since like Michael Jackson, and I can't tell you one song she does.
I couldn't before she started dating Kelsey. I couldn't tell you what hell she looked like. And I hear about all this about Taylor Swift. I'm like, you know, she kind of is ugly. I mean, I don't think she's real attractive. It's not like you're looking at like Paula Abdul or Janet Jackson or somebody. It's like, you know, she's kind of ugly.
Stick figure? Anyways.
I'm not even talking her body. It's just her face. I don't find her really attractive.
It's like we said, we started with dating on Leo with Task and Jungo. Now we're critiquing the superstars. Anyways, let's keep going. Shall we? Well, let's go. iJats is up. We got to, you know, here you go. So you ask a question, you get some Leo. There you go. Easy. Thank you. Could the referral link for in Leo be located in a more visible fashion? Currently going to more options and settings instead of the profile. Yeah. You know what? It's funny. It's I'm just so used to it. I didn't even think it was a problem. Like, you literally just click more and then settings and it's there. But some people, I noticed that it's not that like pronounced, let's say, for some people. Now, maybe if it was, if you clicked on profile, but see, profile goes to your front page. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the affiliate marketer, online business person of me. this is why it's not a big issue to me, because I always knew if you wanted to get your referral link or your affiliate link for anything, it was always stuck somewhere. It was behind the scenes. So for me going more and settings, it's not a big issue. But I totally understand what you're saying, iJats. Task kind of said that he, you know, the new UI, the back end, the dashboard is going to be the big aha moment. So that might be included there in a reveal, but I don't know of anything that's going to change it over, you know.
Well, and one other thing with that is just think of the sites that where your referral link was evident, was obvious. What do you think of those sites? They were like kind of spammy sites. It's like if you see somebody's profile and there's a referral link sitting there, it's like, oh, you know, come on. It's yeah. It's like the old 1990s pop-up ads. It's like, really? Yeah. I mean, every time I log out of Leo and I see that, it just drives me nuts. I'm like, are we in 1998? Yeah. Sign up for our newsletter. What, are you kidding me?
Eliana said she's going to create songs for Taylor Swift just for us. There's a million and trillion. We don't
know. Well, they're Sean NFT must be.
He put like the whole catalog up.
Taylor Swift, the singles page of Taylor Swift in Music on Leo has like 170 songs. It's bigger than the Rolling Stones, which is second. So yeah, we got Taylor Swift covered, but I can't say as I've added any page views but from the Taylor Swift after I set up the page. Dude. I have clicked on a thread, nothing.
We're gonna get canceled. I'll
set up, Eliana, let's each of us set up a playlist for Django of Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah, Tengo just reminded us that we're gonna get canceled because we were body shaming. Dude, I'm a fat man. I can body shame whoever I want. I'm a fat guy. Okay, I'm allowed. Yes. So we love everybody here. Brando says, question: would it be possible to create a custom ref link? For example, when I'm adding a Leo glossary link, could my ref link be embedded into a new user clicking it would become my referral if they find the platform interesting and join? Well, that was, you know, vanity URLs was the big thing, you know, a decade plus ago, especially, you know, you would mask the URL and it would, you know, it would redirect to something. I'm sure it can be done. I'm not sure if Leo has that capability out of pocket right now, but, yeah. Well,
and what you have to remember, people, and Django and I are far from network development experts, but anytime you ask for something, it increases the load of the site. And, you know, Cal said that they did rework some of the metadata and eliminate it so the site loads smoother and faster. And every time you start asking for stuff like redirects and things of that nature, it's going to slow things down and that affects performance. So a lot of times you bury stuff like a referral link simply because, I mean, that's probably not going to slow anything down. But again, if you don't, I mean, there's only so much you can put on a page and what do you want on there? Yeah. And everybody wants something different.
Yeah. There you go. We have approached the part of the show now where we start talking about price, because if you've listened to the show before, you know how much we love talking about it. But Lord Shah wants to know, are we seeing an uptrend in BTC price as a lot of financial companies trying to cash in BTC ETF for creating service product related? I don't know.
Sure. Well, I answered that no, because when Wall Street, what's happening, and there's been a number of, at least one, maybe even more application filed for products based upon the Bitcoin spot ETF. Well, that's a derivative. They're not going to be buying Bitcoin. They're not even going to be buying the spot ETF. They're just creating something based upon the price movements of the spot ETF. So, you know, it's again, this is Wall Street hijacking Bitcoin. They're custodying Bitcoin. They're going to own and control Bitcoin. Fixed money always pulls. So there goes the Bitcoin dream. Now, Bitcoin may get to 250,000. It may get to a million a coin. I have no idea. But, you know, Wall Street's doing their own thing. And When they're building out financial products, they're not doing that to buy Bitcoin. They're doing it to sell the products.
How quickly we have changed in crypto, where it was all, let's fight the system, let's go against Wall Street. Now we are bowing to the beast. Literally, whatever Wall Street does, we love you. All of these blowhard content creators, influencers in crypto, just gaga over all of this Bitcoin stuff. You guys are pathetic.
Think back to El Salvador. All the Bitcoin maxis were like all cheering about El Salvador making
government adopting it.
And it's like, so you say that Bitcoin being government forced is in the tenets of Bitcoin? You think it's a good thing? Oh yeah, better than forcing the U.S. dollar. You guys are idiots.
Just complete buffoons, but whatever. Anyways, that's why they get paid the big bucks. Lisa wants to know, when pools are available, what are some of the ways we can use them? Well, Task is going to say, music on Leo.
Yeah, but where it goes. It gets stuck in a thread.
Yeah. Oh, you could have a ton of fun with it. Not only voting on songs and stuff like that, but recipes, Bills on Leo. What do you guys think of the new defensive coordinator hire today? Like it, don't like it?
Exactly. I mean,
yeah, have fun with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, what we had before, and Scaredy Cat kind of brought it up. People, typical, they can't think on their own, so they do stupid things.
Right.
It's like, are you having a good day, Paul? Yes or no? It's like, come on.
Are you having a good day, Paul?
Yeah, yes or no.
What's the third option? Meh.
I don't know. I'm confused.
What day is it? I don't know.
Yeah. but like Django just said, if you have a community like Bills on Leo, it's like, should the Bills trade such and such a player? Yes or no? Or, do you think such and such free agent would be a good replacement? Whatever. You could go in 1,000 different directions. You can do it with recipes. You can do it with hobbies. You can do it with, sports on Leo is something that's underutilized because sports is a huge market. And, I've been on the bandwagon of the EPL people, and I don't watch EPL. I don't know anything really about EPL, but there's a lot of people who are into that, and they should be doing a hell of a lot more because there is a lot more you can do.
Well, we had a blast. Me and Jimmy were going back and forth during the football games on Sunday. It was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, and I don't watch football, so FUT or FOOT football. I don't watch either. Yeah. But, again, it's just, it's abysmal that it was just you two. Yeah, you were having a great time. But you're telling me there's only two NFL fans who are watching the damn playoffs? I mean, there were 53 million people watched the one of the games. I think it was the Chiefs game, but maybe it was the other one. But 53 million people watched that game. And you're telling me only two people on Leo were watching it? Bullshit. So why weren't those people engaging, or some of them engaging with you guys? This is where it's like everybody wants something, but they don't want to participate. And, when you hit the refresh on a Threadcast, it adds a page view. Mm-hmm. The little things add up.
Yep, for sure. Rob said he said he posted on Vim, but he's like, sign up for the newsletter pop-ups still work. And they do. They definitely do, especially in marketing arenas. It's just sometimes people rage quit when they see it. But generally, it depends how they're done, too. There used to be, back in the day, there used to be ones where you literally could not move from the tab or the window until you X'd it off. That pissed everyone off. They do. They do still work. Lisa says, I've already delegated resource credits to my other account. Should I just stick with that and use my Leo power and Hive power to vote with this account? Well, if resource credits isn't going to affect your voting, like,
yeah,
curation, because that's not Hive power or Leo power. That's where resource credits is just your ability to use the chain.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, that doesn't do anything for your voting, like your ability to curate. So it's, and again, this is one of the things which is like utterly like frustrating that some people don't understand. And I'm saying some people, I'm talking about the geniuses that created this blockchain. We understand it because we use it. Difference between Hive power and resource credits. But the new person that comes on, that is absolutely a foreign language to them. They don't understand that. So when you start saying, oh, delegate resource credits, oh, okay, so that means I can earn more and vote more. No, it's not. It's different. It used to be, remember, a couple of years ago, it used to all be the only way you got resource credits was if you delegated Hive power. Now they've split it where you can delegate resource credits, but you can also delegate Hive power, or you can not delegate Hive power and delegate resource credits. So it gets a little confusing. So again, another reason why we haven't had loads of adoption is because some of these little nuances on the chain are a little confusing to new people. So there's a big, big difference. And Rob, there's a question for you next. So I don't know if you want to take off yet, but there's a question for Rob. So anyways. Yeah.
Question. From Rob or for Rob?
No, for Rob, because Esme wants to know what's the current status of views and the CTP communities. And oh. Rob, being the new owner, would probably be the best to answer that in a reply, or, you know, hit Esme Smith up with a note and let them know. I know that Rob has been working on the servers to get everything. He's got everything now. He's in control of the servers. He's just fixing things, getting things back and running normally. So I know that's what's going on right now. But other than that, the best way to reach out would be to hit up the Three Steps Discord, which is the CTP Discord. So I don't know if Rob wants to put a link in there in the reply to you, Esme, to get more information. Sound good? Sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
Tokenize wants to know, what are you guys doing to improve your view count to be eligible for Evergreen rewards? Okay.
I mean, there's so many directions you can go. Yeah. I mean, to me, it's not about improving my view count. Again, are you an owner or are you a fucking user? That's a user question. What are you doing for your view count? Why? So I get more income. No. What am I doing to increase the total number of view counts because I own the damn network?
Right.
It's better when there's more view counts. When you start looking at it that way, I don't give a shit whose thread I open. Every time I go and respond to a thread, when I reply, and I understand this is for desktop and PC, it's harder on mobile. But anytime I respond to a thread, or anytime I respond to a notification, I open it up and I open it up in a different tab. Why? That gives a page view to that thread, whoever it is. Now, how do we increase the number of threads on Leo, or the number of page views on Leo? Well, there's one simple thing you can do. Another simple thing you can do, go back to your older posts and clean them up. That's boring stuff. It's not interesting, but you refresh the post, you add more content, you take out old dead links, you add in new pictures, you maybe link it to Leo Glossary. You get more links in there. You clean it up, you refresh it. Maybe that'll do better in the search engine. You know, I link everything. You go through my posts, at least my articles, and there's anywhere from 10 to 50 Leo Glossary links in there. Yeah. I'm going through Leo Glossary every day, opening up Leo Glossary pages. You know, these are just a few things that I do. You know, music on Leo is created with the sole intention of clicks, of page views. Instead of going to YouTube to listen to a damn song, listen to it on Leo. open up a thread and listen to the damn song. We have Eliana who's creating actually song pages where she's creating a Leo glossary page with the song embedded and tells all about the song, you know, the band, the story behind it. She has the lyrics in it. So again, we're tagging it with lyrics. And so she's creating those pages. There's just a lot of different things you can do. The answer is more. You know, if you do more threads, that's more stuff for me or Jungle or somebody else to open up. If you reply to more threads, that's more stuff there. If you get involved and you do put more links in your articles, that's more stuff there. And then, of course, that's just internal. Then you have the external, which, you know, as Cal said, you know, or like I just said to Jungle, if he writes up this Bills article and throws it out on his Twitter with the Bills hashtag, since he's a longtime member of that community, maybe he could generate a couple hundred.
Painfully a longtime member of that community.
I mean, he can maybe generate a couple few hundred clicks just off that one article. You know, these are things that you can do. So you do have the internal and the external. But my view always is, and it goes back to these network effects, and everybody said, okay, more people, you know, more nodes, which is in a social media net setting is more people. Then you get more people coming, and now everything takes off. And it's like, yeah, but they're not leaving Facebook because, as Jungle says, that's where their friends and family are. That's where grandma is. They're not leaving. So we have to kick off the secondary network effects, which Google has with, not with YouTube, but with their search, which Uber has, which these other companies have, which, you know, you don't give a shit if your friends and family use Google, but every time you use Google, you're helping everybody who uses Google search because it's enhancing it. And so my view is, since we know we're not going to pull massive numbers over from, you know, Facebook and get them away from there, what we need to do is we need to do the stuff internally. So then when we start to take it outside, we can be like snipers and be very targeted and say, hey, look, we went from 10,000 page views a day to now we're at 50,000 page views a day. Our ad revenue went from, you know, 25,000 Leo to 70,000 Leo, you know, this, that, or the other thing. We can start to throw out these metrics that we design that are quantified that says, hey, we got 50,000 songs on Leo. I mean, who's gonna laugh at that if we have that? You know, and also I put out the number of 1 million threads with songs in them. Just think of this. How many page views would 1 million threads with songs get? You know, you're not gonna get 1 million clicks, but just think of that sheer number. And they're visited repeatedly. So just think about that. And if we capture that, you're looking at probably 100,000 clicks a day just off that.
Yep.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. The answer is more and more of everything. And those who you know, more threadcasts, more involvement in threadcasts, more threads, more replies, more page views, just do everything and anything and get creative with it.
There's
no one answer.
I'm skipping a question here because this kind of goes along. Like Esme Smith actually asks a little bit further down here, you know, continue with the book recommendations. And, you know, you just mentioned something that triggered an answer to this question and to go with you, what you said. You need to be creative with this stuff. And this does not require you to have endless pocketbooks. You just need to be creative. So a really good book and task, you might remember this book because it's probably about a 25-year-old book. I'm not saying it like that, but this is like when you were in sales and marketing, this would have been probably the number one recommended book back then. And it's from an author named J. Conrad Levingston. And it was called Guerrilla Marketing. That's what I would recommend. Now, a lot of that stuff is dated. It's obviously advice from 25, 30 years ago even. But the concepts in that book is exactly what you talked about, Task. Mm-hmm. It's being creative. It's using what you've got to promote things, market things, and does not require endless pocketbooks. It just needs
for those who don't know, this was pre-internet. The Guerrilla Marketing Series, written by the author John Sett, was basically a great way to sum it up was marketing on a budget. It's because basically you had two forms of marketing. You had major corporate marketing because there was no internet, so you were looking at radio ads, you were looking at television ads, or you were looking newspaper ads. Or maybe, circular flyers, stuff like that. Yeah. You used to see these infomercials for $5,000 a month placing classified ads across the country and stuff like that. And so what J. Conrad Livingston did is he wrote a number of techniques and he wrote a number of books, but they had different techniques in his junk. I said a lot of them are outdated, but like one of the ones I used very effectively was I would write press releases and send them to the local media. And you don't send it to the New York Times because you're going to get buried, but you send it to like the Key West Gazette or something like that, they're starving for information. Exactly. And you write it like you're a journalist. You write it like you're a reporter, but you're actually just writing copy. And you're actually writing an advert is what you're doing. You had to call around to the different newspapers and say, okay, first off, where do I send this to? What's your fax number? What's the department? Whose name do I put on the fax? This is how far back it goes. And then what's your format? Some wanted double space. Some wanted, paragraphs. They just varied as to how they wanted spacing. But Django is absolutely correct. You just need to start to think about, we have these things called tools. Again, we talked about this on Tuesday. Not features, they're tools. Threads is a tool. How do you use it? I decided to use it for music on Leo. Books on Leo is another way to use it. It's another way as a tool. How do we do this? And then use to think about how do we market this? Do you take the thread and send it out? Do you start to capture these threads like I'm doing with Music on Leo and some of this other stuff on a page? Then you can send out the blog page. I mean, I'm capturing all these thread casts on pages, and then the pages of thread casts are going to keep growing and growing and growing with every month, and the list grows there. And again, then you can send out the main page of thread casts, and it has 6 months worth of thread cast links on it, and people can click into it, and maybe there's like 900 or 1,000 thread casts in there with 10 to 12 to 15 songs. This is how stuff keeps reproducing and gets larger and larger and larger. And this is why I always talk in terms of exponentialities, because that's how it grows. Once it's on the blockchain, and I've been talking about databases here for a while, and people say, oh, no, we just need better content. Shut the fuck up. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Once you have a database, you can use what Django says quite often, repurpose it. You can repurpose the data. You can repurpose it. You can reframe it. You can add it to another list. All of a sudden I did something, Django, you'll appreciate this. I went and did a search of the top hairband band during the 80s. So I got a list of like 40 of them. Now I made a hairband page, hairband band page for Leo Glossary.
And there's the use case for the polls. What was your favorite hair band from the 80s?
Well, I didn't think of that, but yeah, we're going to need more than just four spots on the poll. But anyway, so I got a list of this, which search engines love lists. So I have the list, and as I create these band pages, guess what? The band pages will go on there. As single pages are created, the single pages will be linked. And then ultimately that feeds through to everybody's threads that are in the database. So that's how you get into this menu mapping. And so just think of it from that perspective, whatever you're doing, what are ways that I have a page here, whether it's a thread or a blog post, how many different pathways can I get into this? That's effectively what you're looking at. And so get creative of where to drop the link or where to add the link to, or how to incorporate it and stuff. And yeah, it looks a little spammy. I wouldn't do too much of it. You have like Cal mentioned this, where he does a blog post and he'll be writing about, I think he was talking about Rune. And he has his little Rune file where he has his different links to his different Rune posts. And he'll just mention one or two in the article. Well, that doesn't get spammy. Most times you see people at the end of the article, they'll write like other articles by me, and they'll have like 30 of them. That's spammy shit. But when you are doing something and you just do a link to like maybe an article that's pertinent, see this particular, you use a word or a phrase that's pertinent to Rune, some type of decision they made. Then all of a sudden you just link that to an article that you wrote about that and explained that addition that they made. That's very helpful. And again, that's the same concept of Leo Glossary. It's a value add to your article, plus it's very search engine friendly.
This goes like what, like they were mentioning Forex Broker, who's basically the king of SEO, I'd say, on Leo. And I'm sure he would agree with this. When you try gaming the system, Google will just mute you. Like they will ignore it completely. So what you said is very important for anyone, because we heard this a lot on the AMA, search engine optimization, be with the tags, putting in, don't go and do it organically. Like if you are talking about something and it relates to a post you've done before, link to the post. That's organic. Google loves that type of stuff. If you said, like, you put 30 links at the bottom, go check all my posts about dogs. Like, no, that's spammy. But if this is how you use SEO properly, you make it organic. You don't force the issue. Black hat, white hat. This was big things back in the day. And every time you did black hat stuff, it might have worked for a couple of times. And then Google wised up and they just got you out of it. So that's how I would suggest doing it. It's just like you said, Task. Just put a code, just like Cal does, a couple of just organically putting it into the context of the conversation. Hey, I did a post about this a couple of months ago. Link it. Easy.
Well, and this is where I have a little bit of a difference in my approach. Maybe it's wrong, but I'm using Wikipedia and Investopedia. I just go for quantity. And I understand there's a laggard. And I'm not going to get the high rankings because I'm diluting, if you will, the value of sending the value of that page to one other page, with links. So because I put 30 links, that theoretically, whatever value that page would be broken up 30 different ways. That's how I understand Google does it. But I'm going for the quantity and it's like, okay, for the next year, I may not have any impact on the search engines, which I know that's not true because I've already had impact on the search engines in certain ways, because I know there was stuff in Leo that I would type in Leo Glossary and a word and I would have High Blog, I would have PD. Now, today I get in Leo. Now, I don't know whether that's me, whether that's everybody else, but the point being, the more of this stuff that people do, the more Google will find us. The more Google finds us, the more it's relevant. And why does Django like to rib me about the dinner threads, the photos of your dinner? Because it does nothing. Now, if Django writes, Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the NFL right now, the Buffalo Bills are very happy to have him. He was a great, I don't know where he went to school. He was great at
Wyoming, baby.
Okay. He was great at Wyoming. and his touchdown to interception ratio is right up with some of the best of all time. Now everybody can either agree with that, disagree with that, rip on, but that's a very informative threat. Now, I'm not saying Google is really paying attention to threats. My opinion is they probably don't, but again, that's the type of stuff that when you put more of that information in there and more of that information in the database, if nothing else, it's going into Leo AI. But these are the type of things that when Google starts to look and these search engines start to look, and then what if Django links, I don't know, what if he said it and sent me a page on Josh Allen and it's in Leo Glossary, and then in his Josh Allen or his Buffalo Bills post, he writes Josh Allen and he links it in there. That adds value to his article. And it adds value to Leo because he added another link that is pertinent to what he's talking about.
There you go. Tokenized has to troll me specifically a little bit. What is your pick for the Super Bowl now that the cool teams are gone? He wishes both teams could lose, but apparently that's not a possibility. Yeah, anyone but the Chiefs. It's the Chiefs have become the new Patriots for me. So
I still have leftover residual from the 1980s Bill Walsh 49er. So, you know, that, should they cancel the game? You know, maybe Taylor Swift catches crabs or something, so they have to cancel it or something. I mean, that would be the best thing.
Andresino says he's back. He wants to know, what does TAS think of the totally weekly threads per user stats that Dow's post on Threads earlier today? I didn't see it,
so I don't know what exactly he's...
Well, it's... I'll tell you right now, everyone should be doing more. Whatever it says, let's all do more. There you go. Yeah?
Yeah. Andresino, if you could think that... I mean, can you go... Jungle, go to Dow's. Just go quickly pull it up. Go to Dow's. He doesn't do that much threading.
You know how hard that is? With I can't... It's like doing it on what I'm streaming. Well,
just do it on your own screen and read it. You don't need it.
Okay, dang, a ding dang do. Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's not going to be numbers you're going to love, because you're going to be like, well, this isn't big enough. Like, we need to be better. That's all it's going to say. I almost guarantee it. But let's see.
Well, of course. But I'd like to know what he's referring to. What Dow's pulled up. I didn't see. I don't know. He said what he said on Threads. So was it?
Look at that. Oh, I know. I understand the context now. Let me stop sharing, and then I'll start sharing over here. So we see, this is why I totally get it now. I understand why Andresino wants to do that. Please hold. Okay. This is why. Now you can't see it because you...
No, I can't see it at all.
But this is, so I'm number five, but you are number one by probably, you're almost at 1400 or something like that. Crypto Insights is at like 800 or something. iFarm Girl, Mr. Hive, yours truly. That's the top five, top accounts by threats. So not surprising that Task is up there.
But he said something about the average number of threats per user or something. What was the question Andresino had?
He wanted to know your feedback on it. What does TAS think of the totally weekly threads per user? Like, he basically wanted to, kind of a little ego for you, I'm sure. Like, you know, look at me. TAS doesn't care, though. He wants everyone more than him.
Yeah, I've said it all along. The activity is pathetic. I mean, especially since there's people, Hiveians, who probably topped that on Twitter this week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just I don't know what to say. We've been saying it for 3 years. Use this stuff. Threads is the easiest thing in the world. It doesn't take much sense. And the reason why, here's a prime example of how we increase the page views. Everybody who's on that top 10 list, I mean, except for Crypto Insights, because I believe that's the bot that News to Threads is using. But everybody who's on that top 10 list, make sure you have 1,400 next week. You get 10 people with 1,400 threads in a week. That's what, 200 a day that they're doing. So you got 2,000 just from those 10 people. Then you'll have responses, you'll have page views. And who knows what it opens up.
You know what I would say, too? I would say this is critical for Cal, if he's listening to this. Make sure, like, we have some way for the leaderboard to be on point and that it's front and center on the new dashboard, because that gamifies it. And if someone saw that they were a couple of hundred threads behind you, I guarantee you it would push them to go, I got the title. And then give them titles. Every week, give them a title. Give them a little NFT, a little reward, whatever. The best thing in the world is people love hearing their voice and their name. If they love hearing their name, highlight them. This was my whole concept of why I thought I could add value to the Leo team, because I understand that community is, they feed off of that. And if we have it where people see this chart and it's moving all the time, you're going to go ballistic. People will go nuts for that.
Leaderboards are important. Again, but I would say, and I don't disagree with you, you're right, but that's a user mentality. Owner mentality is every time I see one of those damn threads, that's 2 cents or 2.02 Leo for the reward pool.
Right.
That's my view. I own this damn network. I see 1,400 threads by Taskmaster. My mindset is 1,400 times 0.02. That's 14 Leo from one person in 1 week. Everybody should be thinking like that. And so now, if you're sitting there and you're getting your tires changed, what do? Send out some threads. Comment on some threads. You know, do something. You know, Django brought it up on the AMA, or he put it in the comment, and Cal read it. This is, if you're, was your business, if you were running a business, any type of business, your own accounting firm, your own legal practice, your doctor's office, you know, a construction company, whatever, and you were at the tire place getting new tires on your vehicle, what would you be doing while you're sitting there that hour while they're changing your tire? You'd be working on your business. You'd be calling customers. You'd be handling problems. You'd be texting back and forth with your foreman, your office manager, whatever. You'd be doing something, right? It's the same thing here. It's your business. Work on it. Get in it. Go do something. And if you don't know what to do, thread, comment, click to other pages, go different UI, in Leo blog posts. Go to the latest section of the blog post and scroll down and leave some comments on there. Go read the blog post. Do whatever. Take somebody's blog post you like. If you're popular on Twitter or Reddit or Facebook, drop somebody else's blog post there. You know, again, it's like, well, that's going to send ad revenue to them. Who gives a crap? You get a piece of that if you own Leo. If you own the platform, you want people making money, because the more money they make, the more money you're going to be making. But I don't disagree with the gamification. I mean, because that's what gets your users, especially your new users who aren't into the owners. Well, hell, we got old users who aren't in the ownership mindset. You know, that's what's going to get them excited. You're muted.
Yeah, I know. I muted myself because I had a drink, and everyone complains when I drink on cam. So no, this is the point. This is why I put my and it's not that we disagree, but I take a different approach to this, and this is my thoughts on it. Everyone's not going to have owner mentality, just like you said. They're not going to. No matter how much you preach it, no matter how much you talk about it, no matter how excited you get with, hey, you are an owner, be proud of it. Let's go. Let's go. It's just not going to happen. Now, the pictures of the dinners and the dog and cat pictures, what does that do? That gets people using it. Regardless of what they envision this to be, it gets them using it. And if that is celebrated, just like you said, they're going to do more. So if you have more people doing this by attrition, people will come over to the good side of the force. They'll start thinking owner. So that's why I've always said that the biggest metric we need is just people using the thing. The more people we have using it, everything else better.
That goes back to, okay, let's all go over to social media and let's all get Twitter and let's all try to pull everybody over from Twitter.
I don't agree with that at all. No, use this here.
Yeah. If you're doing 50 threads, do 60.
Exactly. I just rethreaded what Dallas put, because I said this is what everyone should do next week, beat task.
And see, there's okay, you gotta be premium to do it. But how much effort did it take? And there was just another thread by Django. He rethreaded something that was there that he wasn't even aware of. Not that he wasn't aware of, maybe he saw it. But, you know, it was stimulated by a question in the thread cast. And he went and pulled it up. And now he threaded it out. Or he rethreaded it. And guess what? Maybe somebody will see that and comment on what Django said. I mean, it all builds, and maybe two people go and vote Django. There's two transactions on the blockchain because two people voted Django. I mean, all of this stuff adds up.
Just do it. I want to get this trending. Beat task. That should be an entire campaign over the next week using DAO's stats. And if we had the leaderboard that worked, because Brando's like, I've been here for a year, I still don't understand. Like, I don't know what's going on with the leaderboard either. I have no idea.
No,
I have no idea.
Isn't it even there? They buried it, but does it even work? I don't even know. I haven't looked.
Like, focus on getting that working, and then we could have some campaigns where it's beat task. Go and tag beat task and get more, do more than he does. And you know what? I'll delegate you 10,000 hive for a month.
Well, it was like on the last show, we had somebody who took exception with me spamming the threads with music. Right. And so Django asked me about it, and I gave my delicate response, as always. And you know what the response from that person was? He started threading like a motherfucker. He started threading like there was no tomorrow. And you know what? That's the perfect response. And guess what? If you don't like my music and what he's threading, you know what the answer is? Out-thread both of us. Okay. Put up more of your own threads. Fill up the feed with your stuff you want. That's the way to do it. And, I mean, everybody wants to talk more users, more users, more users, more users. The shame of it all, and you look at that, I don't know what was the last number. What was the lowest number, Django, on that chart? Do you know? What was number 10 on the weekly threads?
Oh, on Dal's thing?
Yeah. What was
the number Hope, 10? Hope Stylist was like around 300-ish.
300-ish number over 10. 7 days is like 40 threads a day. And don't forget, it's the threads and comments. It's anything on threads. So it's not only top-line threads, it's threaded comments. 40 a day. I do a thread cast. It takes, I get 10 of them in. It takes me 5 minutes, 10 minutes maybe. I mean, again, I know what not everybody has all day for this stuff. But if you were sitting at the tire place and you threaded for 20 minutes, could you get 25 threads?
I mean, do it on your phone. Yeah.
You know, if you're waiting for the wife to or your husband or whoever, your daughter or your son, to get ready. And, you know, like anybody who has a teenager, it's like, okay, we're leaving at 3 o'clock. And so they decide to start getting ready at 2 minutes to 3. So you're sitting there waiting, thread away. You know, before you go to bed, just answer one more. There was a thing in sales. This was something that every sales manager would, I think Django knows where I'm going. When your day ends and you're ready at 5 o'clock to go home or whatever, place one more call, knock on one more door, pick up the phone, dial one more phone number. And you do that over the course of a year, you get 300 or 250 more calls in simply by just making one more call. And, you know, then in sales, they work you through, you know, well, it takes X number of calls to get an appointment, X number of appointments to get a presentation, X number of presentations get closed. So you could sit there and say, just by making one more call a day, you'll make 3 more sales a year, which puts another, I don't know, if you make $350 a pop, that puts another $1,000 in your pocket over the course of a year. This is how your sales manager would, you know, spell out this idea to you. And it's the same thing. Before you sign off, just do one more thread. Answer one more thread. You know, take the top thread that you see in the latest, open it up and answer it. Open up one more thread. This is how collectively we improve things. And you're right, Django. Not everybody thinks like a business owner. But you know what? Everybody who's listening should start thinking like a business owner. And the plus one that you just have on your coffee mug is very applicable. Very applicable.
Good, great show, guys. Everyone in threads, thank you. I got you guys all upvoted. If we did not get to your question, don't worry. We'll be back on Thursday. Little housekeeping before we get out of here. Tomorrow, Leo Live, 11 a.m. Eastern.
La Olive.
Yeah, La Olive Show. Big announcement as well tomorrow on La Olive. And it is
You're coming out of the closet finally?
Wrong show. Eliana IC Gomez is going to be sponsoring a premium giveaway. So if you are not yet premium member on Leo, make sure to come to La Olive. There will be a threadcast for it. I will put it up on YouTube again. the YouTubes, because we are leveraging Web 2. Anyways, guys, have a fantastic evening. Go listen to the AMA if you have not yet done so. And beat task. That's the trend. We're going to get this hashtag trending this week. Beat task. Not beat them up, because I'm pretty sure task could beat us all up, but beat task with the threading. We can do it. I believe in us.
I'll be more than happy to be 5th, 7th, 10th, 25th. I mean,
yep.
You're on my platform. Fuck it. Use it, and you're making me more money. Oh, by the way, you're also making yourself more money if you have any Leo.
Owner mentality.
Yep.
Have a fantastic night. We'll see you guys Thursday tomorrow for Olive. Toodles.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Cryptomaniacs podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and look forward to hanging out with you again next week.